This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House says President Biden isn't watching the Senate impeachment hearings, but former President Trump is, and he's said to be fuming about the performance of his legal team. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The ex-president watched the debate from his Florida club and was furious with his team, though Bruce Castor defended himself.
I thought we had a good day.
GOP senators, though, are ripping his meandering showing.
Couldn't figure out where he was going.
I thought I knew where he was going, and I really didn't know where he was going.
I don't think it was very persuasive.
It was disorganized. Random.
Louisiana's Bill Cassidy called it a terrible job and was the sole Republican who voted against pursuing the trial last week to flip this time. 56 senators in all voted to move ahead. 67 are needed for a conviction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump, who's charged with inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. Chicago's teachers have approved a deal with the city to return to class as the nation battles the coronavirus pandemic. The first wave of students in pre-K and special ed are due back tomorrow. No plans yet for high school students. They'll continue with online learning. Now to the French nun who had COVID-19. Listen to this.
The world's second oldest person has survived the coronavirus at the age of 116. Lucille Randon, Sister Andre, is about to turn 117. She tested positive for the coronavirus last month. She's now considered recovered. Did she have any symptoms?
No. J'étais très fatiguée.
Sister Andre says she didn't realize she had it. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Weather Service is warning of ice and snow likely from the southern plains to the mid-Atlantic, beginning today through Friday. This is AP News. The weather's fierce in Paris and across much of northern Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Workers at the Eiffel Tower have had to use blow torches to melt the ice collecting on its surfaces. The cold snap has also led to snow blocking roads and halting trains and school buses across northern France. In some areas, highways have been closed for lack of snow clearing equipment. Other parts of central and northern Europe too, as well as Britain, have been gripped by a cold weather front since the weekend. Heavy snowfall has tangled traffic and stranded cars in Germany and the Czech Republic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A lock of George Washington's hair is among the items going to auction ahead of President's Day, and a photograph of Lincoln signed by him. Also a pen Warren Harding used when U.S. involvement in World War I. Bidding begins tomorrow at the RR Auction House. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.